Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Wednesday, everybody. He's Adam Harahawk. I'm Sean Cantwell, your local alternative Solid State Radio. Glad to have you on board on this rather
beautiful
Wednesday afternoon.
Let's take the show outside today.
You know, I kind of want to. I'm not going to lie.
Everybody you ever have met would be mowing their lawn at that moment.
Oh, always. That's always the way it goes. Or that's when the bees decide to make a special guest appearance.
Oh, yeah.
That's always a possibility, too.
Yeah. Ever hear a DJ get stung while in the middle of a show? You might today.
You very well could. I got to upgrade the system here before I go and start doing that kind of, you know, disassemble the entire home studio and take it outside. It's a little more hassle than it's worth at this point in time.
I mean, there's so many people doing podcasts and stuff like that. I'm surprised they might even have something like that. Just a simple device you can, for all your inputs and everything else. Small little mixer on there. Somebody needs to get on that.
They're getting there. It's pretty close to that now. Like, I've seen some things that are very much like that I honestly wouldn't mind investing in, but... You know, I have my certain little things about my boards. I like to have my mute buttons and my faders, and I can't have faders on those. Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, every time we got to go to a break, I got to go and turn everybody's, you know, turn the dials down on everybody's stuff.
Sure.
Like, that's more of a hassle than it's worth.
Sure.
But no one cares about any of that. So let's talk about your social media trolldom. Like, I swear, you've become... like more of the social media troll than I was at my worst.
No, I am not a troll. I am defender against the trolls. Dun dun dun. People post something on
the world's worst superhero.
Yes. hitting sarcasm at a speed of a bullet. You know how people post things on like these general interest groups or actually even if like you try to post something on a Star Wars fan site or something like that, you just get ripped apart.
Well, we've seen that a lot on certain Red Wing based Facebook
groups.
Certainly, we've talked about that at length on this here.
And there's we're from the Lapeer area.
So Lapeer noise and distortion.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, it's news and discussion. But
no,
yeah,
it's noise and distortion. They're not paying me to give the real name out, but y'all know.
So yeah. And people post anything, and they just they just get ripped apart for whatever reason. And so I found somebody's cell phone at the local Meijer, and I just, you know, said, hey, if anybody's missing a cell phone, I gave it to one of the cashiers, you know, just being a good Samaritan. And now we wait.
Because there's always one, isn't there? Like, there's always someone who's got to go on there and just question, why are you even posting this here? And
I mean, like if somebody says, you know, oh, there's a bunch of, you know, fire trucks heading north on this road. What's going on? Like, well, you should just mind your own business.
Yeah, there's always that.
And I'm like, maybe they have somebody that lives over in that area. Maybe they have family members. You know, it's not them being nosy. They have a general concern. And I tell people, I was like, okay, the page is called Lapeer News and Discussion. What they're talking about is happening in Lapeer. They consider it news, and they want to have a discussion about it. Where did we lose you in this?
Well, we lost a lot of people, like, who can't read in this town, so I mean, really.
And or you get the people who just post like a meme, like you should father should have wore a condom or something really, really clever. And meanwhile,
to be fair, I feel like that about 90% of the people in Lapeer noise and distortion.
Yeah, fair. Meanwhile, you got people every day posting about cell phone coverage, which cell phones work, and they go, you know, unscathed.
Yeah, there's always, it seems like, yeah, the stupidest posts seem to find their way through, but someone has a legitimate question about something and just gets shouted into oblivion.
Exactly. I got on one time because we got a package, and it was opened. And the mail lady's like, sorry, yeah, it's opened. I'm like, okay. So I put on there, I was like, is that normal? I mean, is this like a normal thing? And I got this one guy, he was trying to troll me so bad. I felt bad for him, really. Bless his heart. He was like, oh, what's the big deal? Oh, somebody's opening up your mail. Who's the big deal? I was like, well, Chet. I don't know if his name was Chet, but I called him Chet.
Sounds right.
Chet, opening a mail is a felony. And I'm sure if they opened up your mail, you'd be upset. No, I wouldn't get all upset about it. Oh, really? Okay, let's play hypothetical here. Let's say you go out to your car and you notice the car door's open. Wouldn't you be a little concerned, or would you be like, them darn kids?
Where's your house so I could come over and just start opening all your mail? And
exactly.
Hopefully there's no checks or anything in there, because those aren't going to be there for very long.
Chad, right? You might want to pay that electric bill.
Right. I don't know if you know, the IRS is on you like bad about these back taxes, man.
I opened up your gas bill.
I've got nothing to hide. It's always those people. You know, it's amazing how often they go back and forth between, you know, oh, I'm willing to give up all my freedom to, you know.
For freedom.
For security, but also, like, don't you take away my freedom to do stupid things.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm an open book, but
don't open the book.
Don't sell my information to anybody. I don't know. People, they generally suck.
They do. As a general rule, people suck, as I've come to learn in way too many years on this earth.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be very lucky. I posted that about a half hour ago, and...
He sounds like me like 5 years ago. Huh, no one's even trolling me. This is BS, man.
Yeah.
This sucks. I get it, Adam.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens.
I guess I'll just have to do something else.
I guess so. We'll have to actually do something productive with your life. It is Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Lot to do today. Stick around. Shine down at your local alternative Solid State Radio. It is Happy Hour as Adam is currently helping himself to the just cornucopia of booze currently sitting in the fridge at the Cantwell compound.
Yeah, I opened up the fridge. I was like, oyos mio! Because, I mean, now I'm trying these Oberon Sunshines.
Which Sunshine. I'm not sure how to describe it. Actually, find me if you would in there, the cherry limeade one, because I have not had that yet. I want to see if maybe this actually has some flavor to it.
Well, Shandy's, I mean, we're used to...
Leinenkugel
Summer Shandy, which is... a wheat beer with a lemon flavor.
Yeah, it's very...
It tastes like a beer.
It tastes like a beer and you know, it tastes like lemon. And the lemonade Oberon Sunshine tastes like neither one. I'm sorry.
I'm trying the tropical shandy. And it... First taste, maybe it's because I just chugged a Natty Light, but...
Well, that's your first mistake, because you're drinking Natty Light, dude.
But that actually tastes like beer. This tasted like a seltzer.
Well, let's see if the cherry limeade's any better.
You have a cleaner palate than I do, because you haven't been drinking beer.
It's my first drink of the day. Okay, this is a little bit better. This actually has more flavor right from the beginning.
Yeah, this does too. I mean, the tropical flavor is there, but...
It fades out really quick.
Yeah. It's like fruit strike gum.
Like, it hits, like, right up front and then completely disappears. Holy hell, the fruit strike gum thing is right on point, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
that's the best gum flavor ever, but it lasts about 10 seconds.
It lasts that long now? It was like 5 seconds when I was a kid, man.
GMOs, man. GMOs.
I'll be damned. Yeah, you get the cherry taste up front, and then immediately it's gone.
That's what this tropical shandy is. It's supposed to be beer, folks. Bells, I expected better. I'm not going to lie.
Bells, you got to...
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
You got to up your game. Like, I am...
And Leinenkugel? I see you peeking your head over the fence. Enough of the shandies. All right, you scored a home run with lemon shandy with the summer shandy. Not everything's got to be a shandy. Bring back the fireside nut brown, and then we'll talk.
We have the fireside nut. We have fireside nut brown at home. It's called the Snowdrift Vanilla Porter.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's that was a little bit different, but yeah, damn, Leinenkugel, you're on blast too.
Yeah, get your you know what together. We're putting all the summer beer brewers on notice.
I mean, knowing what I know now going in, that would, if it was like ice cold, like right after mowing the lawn, that would probably be pretty refreshing.
Probably. It's one of those that probably can't get a degree above 32.
Oh, no.
Probably should actually chilled it more in the freezer before we started drinking them.
Yeah.
Come to think of it.
I mean, one can... After, you know, mowing the lawn or something like that, that'd be good. But if somebody came over and, hey, look, guys, I got an Oberon Sunshine Shandy Pack, I'm like, get out of my house.
Go on, get.
Take your shandy with you.
Yeah, there are definitely plenty of, like, at least a half dozen, apparently I just learned how to talk today. A half dozen other things in this fridge that I would rather... drink in that situation than that, up to and including the Yingling Hershey Porter.
I had to shut the fridge door because I started getting like oversensitized, like when I'm at Guitar Center. I just see so much stuff. It's just like, I kind of just want to go into a fetal position and suck my thumb, so I have to just shut the door.
That's probably for the best. I really, really need to do is just, I need to get a full size fridge for out here.
I've been telling you, I've been trying to get you one, and
they're hard to come by.
I want to find you one of those old 1950s. You know what I'm talking about? The big old
Latch.
Oh yeah, those things are still running.
Yeah, they don't die. They built those things to last forever back then.
I imagine like I'll be at somebody's estate sale, like, oh yeah, this guy. The guy who died, his grandpa bought this fridge back in 1950. It still works. It outlived three generations. He's like, it's perfect for Sean.
Oh, back the glory days of before planned obsolescence, man. Mm-hmm. Or obsolescence, however you pronounce that.
I don't even know this word. I'd bring it over here, plug it in, and, Sean would call me and say, it broke. What happened? Somebody got body slammed into it.
Yeah, but you'd probably be the person getting body slammed into it, Adam, to be fair.
That's why you'd have to call me. Adam, my fridge is broke. Somebody got body slammed into it. Really? Who? You? Oh.
Who could that have been? I don't know.
That would explain the Frigidaire logo on my back.
I mean, I knew I had it coming, but still, I was not planning on replacing that fridge this quickly.
Right.
These guys are going to be in town September 4th at Comerica Park. Green Day, your local alternative is Solid State Radio. Smashing Pumpkins at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Well, I've made you wait long enough. As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Hey,
I said, hockey. Let's do that.
Wow! I feel like I just took a puck to both eardrums.
Same.
Hockey playoffs, NHL playoffs going on right now. These are good. These are good.
The Edmonton-Vancouver series has lived up to the hype.
Yeah. With Edmonton's... finishes out that game. That series is tied 2-2.
I really thought that was going to OT.
Yeah. I mean, Bouchard scores in the final minute. And then the Bruins showing that they can play without Marchand. Charlie McAvoy with a goal and an assist. Good on Charlie. They now, I mean, Panthers still lead the series, but they've now, the Bruins have now tightened that gap 3-2.
Yeah.
So tonight, Avalanche and Stars. Avalanche, what is going on over there? Which cat just got players? I don't know. Basically, they're saying he's on cocaine and he's out 6 months.
Yeah, I saw that. That I heard him vaguely mentioning on about that on the broadcast the other night.
I'm trying to think of who. Valerie Nichushkin. Out at least 6 months for stage 3 of NHL Player Assistance Program, meaning he screwed up after the first one, screwed up after the second one, and that means he is out 6 months with a possibility of being reinstated. Next to one, stage 4, you're donezo. You are out of a job. I don't even know what his contract looks like. I don't know if the Avalanche would be willing... probably looking to terminate that contract, get out from underneath that guy, and who would re-sign him? I mean, unless Columbus. Columbus has been known to show desperation.
Yeah, they very well might. Like, he'll probably get another gig, I would think.
He's got to clean himself up. And, everybody's just like, what's going on? Everybody's saying cocaine. And it just seems like without anybody really making a formal announcement that he's on coke, there is a lot of cocaine going through the NHL, and this needs to stop.
Yeah, we've heard a couple big names get talked about in that regard in the last few years. Kuznetsov, that was the big
Kuznetsov,
one.
Kuznetsov, yeah. Didn't he take a selfie with coke on the coffee table
or
something?
There's him. I think it was Kotkaniemi was linked to it at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a thing.
It is a thing, and it needs to stop, guys. I mean, it'll destroy your heart, and it's expensive. I know you guys can afford it, but come on.
They can.
Yeah, they can. They can. Oh, I hit the wrong button.
Poor Adam.
Hang on a second. Yeah. So as it stands, we talk Florida Panthers and Boston Bruins. Panthers 3-2. I think that's going to go to a game 7 if they can keep that up. Tomorrow you're going to have the Rangers and Hurricanes. Rangers need to close this out. Stop giving Hurricanes a chance to stay in this. Get them out of there. Today, Stars can eliminate the Avalanche tonight, and I think that's going to happen. Avalanche, they're just adrift. Nichushkin out with whatever he's going on, what he's got going on, and Stars are just rolling. And then tomorrow, you talked about it, Canucks and Oilers, a pivotal game five.
I've been saying all along that's going to go to a game seven. I do honestly, truly believe that.
I think you are right. Well, they are in Vancouver for whatever that's worth. But I know that a lot of Edmonton Oilers fans have been making the trip. So, and vice versa. I mean, they showed like a big picture of like people standing outside. Was it Rexall Place for Oilers? I don't know where they play anymore.
It was that. Rexall I assume place. It's they probably changed the corporate sponsor, changed, but yeah, I don't care.
Something like Tim Horton Timbit Arena or something.
Timbit Arena.
And a bunch of people have Edmonton Oilers, have Vancouver Canucks, and then one little old lady wearing a
Calgary Flames jersey.
Flames jersey. It's like, stay strong, sister. Someday, honey. Someday. So we'll have to see how. I mean, but these are exciting. These are very exciting matchups. Were we wrong about the whole current playoff format?
I mean, we're not wrong. These would be hellfied matchups in the conference finals or the, you know. I would be fine with those not being that way. Like, some of these would be even more exciting.
Well,
the fact that it basically guaranteed that, all right, Canadians, you stay in your lane. You're getting one team in it, and at best, they have a chance to get to the conference finals, and you'll like it.
Yeah, and
there's that.
I don't care who comes out of that Canadian matchup. They're going to be cannon fodder for the Stars. The Stars are they're just rolling four lines. They got great goaltending, solid D. I'm more concentrated on the East. I mean, what if it is Panthers and Rangers?
I feel like it's probably going to be. I mean,
that's going to be a goalie matchup to end all.
Like, Bobrovsky's been playing like peak era Dominic Hasek of late.
Yeah. Yes, he has. And Shesterkin, he's no slouch.
No, he's not.
So, yeah, I mean, you got Jeremy Swayman for the Bruins. He's been playing a lot of games. Had a lot of things to say about a goal that was allowed that should have been allowed because they're like, your own player bumped into you. And that's when the goal went in. He says, yeah. But another player shoved that player into me from the Florida Panthers. Shouldn't have counted. So, refs got to know that stuff. They got to be watching that.
And, well, they're not as bad as the umpires in MLB, but still not good.
Sheldon Keefe out as
Toronto's head coach. Well, knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, and this is going to upset you, Sean. There's already names. Craig Berube has already been linked to the Maple Leafs.
No, we need him.
But consider it's Toronto. They think everybody's linked to Toronto. There's people saying that Stamkos is going to come over to Toronto.
With what money that they don't have?
Sean, everybody wants to play for Toronto. Stamkos will play there for league minimum. Don't you know that?
This isn't the NFL. The salary cap is real in this league. Unless you're going to go and put Austin Matthews on LTIR to start the season and then just have him only – or sign Stamkos, put him on LTIR, and have him only play in the playoffs. There's no way that this is going to work. You're not going to have the cap space to sign him and still be able to put a functional hockey team around these five or six guys.
Sean, everybody wants to play for the Leafs.
No, they don't.
It doesn't matter. He's coming to Detroit because everybody wants to play for the Wings.
Oh, that's just true.
It's the whole Steve Yzerman thing.
That's just factually accurate.
Yes.
In Stevie we trust.
Yep. We shall see. But yeah, I mean, Sheldon Keefe, I mean, he gets canned after making the playoffs. And yet there's certain coaches that still keep their jobs after not making the playoffs. Am I being vague enough, Stevie? Am I being vague enough?
Yeah, first round of the playoffs, and that guy's getting the boot. But say a guy doesn't misses the playoffs by a half a game, and he still gets to keep his gig.
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, I mean, and with so
and then
many
says
names,
not to expect things next year,
and says not to expect things. Basically, just you know, this feeling of disappointment you have right now, get used to that. Because yeah, you know what, my kid's got a thing next May of 2025, and I don't plan on coaching any hockey. So yeah, we're definitely going to be missing the playoffs. So anyway, yeah, get your season tickets now. With so many good names floating around out there for head coaches, I'm sorry. I mean, come on, man. Come on. Come on, Stevie. Pull the trigger.
Do something. For the love of God, do something. Like, we can't go in the next season like this with a guy who's already punting on next season. Can't have that.
Nope.
That's absolutely unacceptable, and something has to be, a change has to be made here. Where's Gerard Gallant when you need him?
I think he's already in Detroit. I think he's kind of like in the bowels of the LCA. He's kind of like the phantom.
The phantom of the LCA, I like it.
The phantom of the LCA. And like, first game of the regular season, Grew is going to just completely just blank the bed. And he's going to be like whisked away in a cloud of smoke. And then out from the ashes will come Gerard Gallant.
God, I hope so.
Would that be great?
I would love nothing more than for that to be the case.
And I want him to come out with like a your typical WWE kind of fashion. Grab a mic, stand centerized. You guys want to win? This guy won't win for you. He's a loser.
I think that's fantastic, and I feel like that needs to happen.
Gru comes out there shaking his hands and everything else, and then Gallant gives him a pile driver right in center ice.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
I think that'd be the best thing ever.
Here comes Craig Berube with a folding chair. By God!
Hell yeah, brother. No. Yeah, that's, I think, what I need in my life right now.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of Lalonde, but I definitely don't want to see him pile-drived into the center ice.
Speak for yourself, Harahawk. I wouldn't mind it.
But that head of his, it cracked the ice. They'd have to call the game.
Right? Yeah, that wouldn't be good for anybody, I guess.
You'd have to forfeit.
But I'm not saying I still wouldn't enjoy it while it was happening.
Yeah. Detroit Red Wings had to forfeit a game because the head coach, his head was driven into the ice and broke the ice beyond repair. This is Sports Desk. It's sports at a desk. Da-da-da, da-da-da.
You and the Sports Desk is just never going to get old, is it?
I need to make you watch Goon 2. It's awesome.
Yeah, I've only seen the first one. I like the first one. Don't get me wrong.
First one's better.
Well,
but
usually
Goon 2's got, Goon 2's got some really cool parts.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to have another, you know, hockey movie night.
Yay! We can do that.
I'll bring the whiskey. Well, actually, I've already got the whiskey.
Yeah,
so.
We're coming. We're doing it at your house. Okay, anyway, we're rambling.
Yep, here's AWOL Nation, Solid State Radio, solidstateradio.net. Arkell's at Solid State Radio, your home for the morning wood in the morning, your local alternative all day, and then us two bozos in the afternoon.
Yeah.
What's up? It's happy hour. He's Adam Harahawk. I'm Sean Cantwell.
And women, you have to understand something about us guys. We're not exactly the attention to detail kind of sort.
No, you're not.
We have a blog here. Women are calling guys out for things they find in their bedroom, house, bathroom. And the article says guys need to do better.
Oh, do we now? Well, you don't say.
Well, these people. This one woman writes in, I met this cute guy, went home after a couple of dates. His whole apartment was so dirty and full of trash, you couldn't walk through it. What really got me was the beauty products and makeup lying around in the bathroom. Obviously not used in a long time. The amount of dust and dirt on them made me realize they must have been from his ex-girlfriend with whom he broke up 2 years ago.
I'll take a guess as to why she left him.
Yeah. Or she was the one who cleaned the house, and you know, after she's gone, he's like, I can live like a pig like I want.
That's also entirely possible.
Or he's like, oh, I don't want to move her makeup stuff. She gets really mad when we do that. Is she dead in the crawl space? Let's be honest here, okay? Now, mother hates it when I move her makeup. another woman writes in, her name is Shay. It wasn't one thing, but many things. I walked into his place for the first time, and it was like I walked into an episode of Hoarders. Trash everywhere, stacks of food cans, another one like this, garbage bags, and two full litter boxes with multiple cats running around. It was sheer tomfoolery. He then proceeded to play a piano that I couldn't even see because of all the trash. You are able to hide a piano?
That's impressive. That's like Hoarders expert level. You just hide a piano among all your junk, yeah, and it actually still works. That's what is it with these people, like... You're bringing home a woman. You're, in some capacity, maybe trying to impress her.
Oh, yeah.
There's literal garbage just strewn about your house. What are we doing here?
Yeah, if you want to get laid, you got to have the house clean. I mean, I know if I knew I was having a woman over, I was cleaning everything. No guy cleans as hard as somebody who thinks they're getting laid.
Absolutely. How is that not something like you think? Oh, don't mind the socks over there by the bed. We'll talk about that later. Like
this one woman writes in, says he had a picture of his dog on his nightstand.
What's wrong with that? Tell me you hate animals without telling me you hate animals.
Who's that? Oh, that's Lady. Yeah, she's my girl. Yeah, I want to be able to. And sometimes she's not at my feet, waiting to get fed. So I have to look over at the nightstand. So, you know,
I don't see the issue with the dog picture, though.
I consider it a red flag if a man doesn't have any books by women authors. It shows a lack of curiosity or interest in other perspectives.
Well, you're really going to find a red flag. I just don't have any books at all. Where do we go from here? I don't even know how to read. It's like,
yeah, he's not reading this. He has no idea what's going on. Yeah,
that's why she feels like she can go ahead and dog, because she knows that he can't read anyway.
No women authors. Oh my god.
Well, I mean, you don't find too many when writing books about like hockey and baseball and, you know, and sports things,
yeah,
typically, at least not my experience anyway.
I did read a book written by a woman about hockey, and it was like one chapter. It was like, it was really cold and I wanted to go home.
Oh my god.
Kidding.
That probably brings up something we'll have to touch on later.
Yeah. Here's a long one, and it's another Dirty House one. I'd gone on a few dates with a nice guy. He was attentive, charming, well dressed, and fairly intelligent. I watched him play in a softball tournament, and he asked if I would mind stopping at his place so he could change before going out to dinner. He was fairly safe so far. I stepped into his place, and I swear the city dump was cleaner. Dirty dishes and pans were stacked high on the kitchen counter, and the sink was overflowing with dirty dishes, numerous pizza boxes, of course, and empty beer cans on the coffee table, and dirty clothes everywhere. He looked right at me and said, "Feel free to start cleaning up around here while I change."
That was not a smart move on your part. I feel like the date immediately ended at that point.
Yeah, he seemed surprised when he came out of the bedroom and I hadn't moved. Told him I wasn't his mommy, and he asked me to take and asked him to take me home. I mean, it's one thing to be a slob, but then you'd be like, "Yeah, well,
clean this up for me, woman."
Yeah, chop chop.
What's wrong with you? Like, where did your life go so horribly? Right? I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been at buddies' places who have, you know, there are all the dishes piled in the sink for like the last 3 or 4 days, multiple pizza boxes. The beer cans on the coffee table are definitely always a present, at least. Like, you clearly had people over and were partying the night before.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah,
the audacity, the unmitigated gall to ask this woman to clean up your just filth from the last week. I can't believe she was actually still there when he got out of the shower and out from getting dressed.
This one woman writes in, and she was very favorable about what she walked into. Says he had bookshelves filled with nonfiction books, organized by topic, with one small section titled "Books I Haven't Read Yet." OMG, my clothes couldn't come off fast enough.
I mean, that's a thing for some people.
Yes, you're really well read. Oh yeah, oh, fantastic. Do me right here on the. Right by your library. There we go. Yeah.
Women just like smart dudes, I guess.
I guess, but I mean, I have a bookcase. I mean, it was like, you know, a lot of Dr. Seuss, but I mean, come on. I mean, I still haven't read them yet. One fish, two fish, I got that part. Everything else, I'm waiting.
I have faith in you. You'll make it there by the end of this summer,
reading
maybe.
Grover's monster at the end of this book. I'm still hoping it's the Nazis. one person writes in, swords. Two of my exes had real swords on display. Yes! Swords are cool.
Swords are awesome.
I remember a mutual friend of ours would be would sit at his place, watch football, and drink whiskey. He had swords on his at his place, and he showed me, "Yeah, check this one sword out." And I looked up. Yeah, sure enough, there were scuff marks in the ceiling where he had had a few shots of whiskey and decided to swing that. And
it had gotten used. It's not the same one whose like house looks like it could get raided by the ATF at any point, is it?
No. He's the one with a big, huge bottle of Kirkland Scotch.
Ah, yes, the Kirkland Scotch. I wouldn't. Now, I could never have that at my house. Like the sword thing's really cool and all. Yeah. I could never have one because
you have too many people over for a party, and somebody's like, "Shing." Yeah.
Oh, you tried to steal the deal at euchre, did you?
No, it's me.
You're going to die.
No, I saw this on a cartoon, but I think I could do it. And it's just trying to swing it around next thing you know.
Everybody's dead.
Yeah.
Like, I have too many drunks in my house. And also, it'd be our luck the cats would get, you know, near it or.
Meow. Yeah, right. Now you have four. You had two cats. Now you got four.
Yeah, I don't think that's quite how that works.
They're not.
Except the problem is, they've actually figured out how to use the sword. They're like, all right. All right. No. No more of the dry kibble. We'll go get you right, some fresh steak.
I'm opening up the tuna. Okay, no sudden moves. Okay, let's just be cool here. Be cool. I'm opening up the tuna. All right. I know it's in water. I know. That's talk to Rachel. Talk to Rachel. It's not my fault.
Yeah, that's all her. I had nothing to do with this.
This woman says he had a hunting knife above his bed. I've made some dumb decisions, but I even noped out of there quickly.
Yeah, that sounds like above the bed. I don't want to know what kind of weird things he's into, unless he's just like into getting tied up or tying her up.
And needs a hunting knife to cut the
ropes. Yeah,
yeah, I guess. Yeah,
I mean you gotta have that in case of emergency and that sort of thing. I guess.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What if my house gets broken into and you know I need someone to protect myself? Well, first of all, most people are not going to go into a bedroom where they know the place is inhabited. And, you know, if they do, they probably have a gun and a knife.
Gun usually beats knife, traditionally. Unless you're really able to.
Really can throw that thing. And you only got one shot.
Yeah, you got one shot at that. And if you miss, you're effed.
Men are interesting creatures. I've probably seen it all. This is her name is Young Squid 41. Oh, that's not a good name. Men are interesting creatures. I've probably seen it all. The one man I dated was extreme. No shoes allowed in the house. He vacuumed every day, and he had the cleaning lady over every week. His clothes in his closet were perfectly organized, and the hangers could not touch. Hanging on the wall in his bedroom was a life-size black and white portrait of his gorgeous nude physique of himself.
Okay, that's just weird. Like, all this other stuff is just like, okay, this is a little bit OCD, but I feel like this could be overlooked. But that...
Yeah, I'm starting to remember, have you ever seen the movie American Psycho, Christian Bale?
Yeah.
And it's starting to have a little... He worked out daily, ate a special diet, got facials, whitened his teeth. He was extremely proud of his appearance and wanted the self-portrait to show himself at what he considered self-perfection. Also, I add that this photo was taken before everyone airbrushed and modified themselves in pictures. Hey, I mean, he looks really good. He wants to be new. Take a picture of yourself because you may not look like that forever. So
no, the hair is going to start going or something, regardless of
things,
you know, how good
sagging,
you look.
Yeah, things metabolism starts slowing down. But have it on the back of his door. But people just like every time you walk in, it's like, look, here's perfection.
Yeah, that seems a tad bit much. But I mean, then again, we're also talking to a guy who has himself on a bearskin rug, you know, commissioned over over his living room. So,
in his apartment, he bought pheromone calming diffusers for his cat because he was told they would make her transition. Am I reading this right? In his apartment, he bought pheromone calming diffusers for his cat because he was told they would make her transition into the new apartment easier. I thought that was the sweetest thing We have been married for 5 years. Oh, so that's a good one. Okay.
Okay, so that's he really cares about the well-being of the cats. That's just how you know he's a good person.
I didn't even know pheromone calmed and diffuser. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't
apparently either. This whole time as a cat owner, I'm like, pheromone, screw you. Just go ahead and just, if you can't find it, grind it.
Well, the wife has one of those like oil diffuser things in our house too. That little like glowing thing over by the computer desk there. So I mean, I guess you could totally do something like that. I'm not surprised it exists. Certainly,
it was a bathroom for me. Not only was it a disgusting mess in all the usual ways, beard hair everywhere, unclean, and products haphazardly piled everywhere, but there was no soap. I found empty soap boxes, but no soap to wash my hands. This was after we had touched. I went home and immediately showered.
Right. How are you washing yourself? I don't understand.
Apparently, He wasn't, apparently. And you know, his hands are all over me, his dirty, dirty hands.
One of those weird people that like doesn't wash their hands after they use the bathroom.
Probably.
I know too many people like that. It really like weirds me out, man.
Yeah.
I can't get on board. Like you, okay, you were in there, you were touching, you know, certain parts are not particularly clean, and you didn't, I know you didn't wash on the way out. Like, and I'm not shaking your hand, sir.
Yeah, and even if you don't shake your hand, you see them like grab their own food and feed themselves. Like, oh my, what are you, okay, all right.
Yeah, I can't get on board with that.
Yep. I met a guy at a bar, and we went to his place for a one-night stand. He could have easily been a model. I vaguely remember him mentioning that he was born again and laughing about it. Well, he wasn't joking. The next morning, he was still asleep when I woke up hungover. That's when I noticed that one of his bedroom walls was completely covered in thousands of random Bible verses he'd apparently cut out of different Bibles and some he'd written on little bits of scrap paper. They all seemed haphazardly glued, taped, or thumbtacked to the wall. His ceiling fan made some flap around like butterfly wings. And nope, it wasn't artistic. Really, the rest of his apartment was 100% frat boy normal from what I could see as I tiptoed the heck out of there. That is kind of creepy.
That is. Like, that sounds like that's a future serial killer or something.
Yeah.
Just thumbtacking a bunch of random Bible verses to the wall. Like, you're not okay, are you? Blink twice if you need help.
Yeah, right? I don't know. You want to read more of these?
Sure, we can do that next. It's happy hour at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. So we were talking before the break about people who, or women who just really noped out of dudes' apartments based on some sketchy and otherwise unsanitary things.
Well, I mean, these are like romantic encounters, but I mean, this could be any time. Like, you could be with somebody like you've worked with for a long time, and then you go to their house, and whether it's clean, dirty, you kind of get an idea of what they are outside of, you know, the workplace,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah, my place, for instance, where the first thing you see when you walk in is like a cabinet and a cart completely filled to the brim with bottles of alcohol, and then additional boxes next to said cart that have even more booze in them, and you just realize this guy's an alcoholic whose wife keeps a really nice, neat house.
Yeah, and people in AA like tiptoe out backwards out the front door and call their sponsor immediately.
Well, that's for the best, because we don't need none of them sober people around here. There's only, like, I think, two sober people that we invite to this house with any semblance of regularity. and they are well aware of my alcoholism.
There are some people in here that actually have, not red flags, but green flags. And remember back when she went to bed with a guy, and he had a framed picture of his dog in the nightstand? That was actually a green flag, so she was kind of endearing to the fact that picture of his dog on the nightstand.
Aw, as well as she should be.
I went to this woman writes in, Kimberly. I went to a guy's place for the first time. He shared a studio apartment with another guy, and his designated space happened to be in the kitchen. We sat on his cot facing the stove when he reached over to the microwave, opened it, and pulled out a bowl of what I can only assume was 3-day-old SpaghettiOs. Nastiest thing I've ever seen. And he proceeded to chow down on it. I couldn't leave fast enough. After you banged him because you were that thirsty. That's right.
I somehow doubt that. I have been in a couple friends of mine from school days, one who I still see around pretty frequently, had rented out a apartment or a, you know, half of a duplex or whatever. And yeah, one of them actually was like the kitchen slash dining room was their like designated like bedroom like area. That still ain't the place I'm bringing home a girl to.
No.
We're going to your house at that point. Yes. And don't ask why. Just don't. You don't. We don't really want to get into that right now. No good comes from that at all. Like, I get that, you know, financial situations are what they are. Sometimes you're sleeping on a couch, but that's when you wait until the roommates are gone, and that's when we're borrowing that bedroom for a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
At least it make it look like you're not, you know, one step away from vagrant.
This one woman, I don't know what she was doing going through this guy's dresser drawers, but a woman's lingerie panty in one of his drawers, which he claimed belonged to his aunt when she came to stay over once.
What?
Yeah.
Why is that still there then?
Yeah, well, it's probably a memento of one of his other conquests. Well,
I'm sure it is.
What is she going through that? And why was that the answer that he's like, hey, I've been with other women before you. I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for it. Yeah, and that is one of my souvenir. I will expect you to add to the souvenir.
Okay, that I will say is a little bit weird. The idea of like saving the souvenir, the underwear, the whatever, like that's kind of odd. I mean, especially if you're, because you don't want the next person stumbling along. I mean, it's okay. They can know you're a whore. That's fine. But do they need the physical evidence right there when they go to when they go into the drawer? Like, that seems a bit excessive.
Her story goes on. I never believed that, but he was still staying with his parents. So part of me wanted to think that maybe laundry got mixed up. But nope, he was still seeing his ex-girlfriend.
And there you go.
Yep, there it is.
I was waiting for that to come out.
This woman writes in, "We had he had boxed action figures and cheap collectibles everywhere. He had an entire hallway from floor to ceiling with mass-made boxed collectibles. I felt so claustrophobic and uncomfortable with thousands of eyes staring at me. After 20 minutes and finding a 4-foot statue of a movie character in the bedroom, I made a dumb excuse and left his place. I never went back there." Oh, you're just nitpicking.
That is kind of weird, though. I feel like you have a bunch of eyes, even if it is, you know, action figures and things staring at you while you're trying to get it on. Like, that's just, that's a bit excessive. Yeah. Like, do we need all the Star Wars figures in the bedroom? Can they at least stay down the hall?
Well, the Jedi can be in the bedroom because they're there to protect. But yeah, no, I was friends with a guy for the longest time where we went to his apartment and.
And you went to his apartment to get it on?
No, their apartment. No, me and my wife at the time, we went there to see a Super Bowl. And he showed me, he and I knew, we're both like into, we used to be in G.I. Joes and like, you know, our kids and when we were kids and stuff like that. And Star Wars and everything else. And he showed me, he had it all over the house, like where you would normally have like a wedding photo. It was like, you know, it was like nothing of her anywhere. It was all his toys. And, you know, my wife, I was like, are you cool with all this? Because I'm hearing this on the way home. It's like, yeah, so-and-so, she's not cool with this at all. She says she wanted to put up a picture of her parents. He's like, no, I don't want that on there. That's just too weird.
That's amazing.
But in meantime.
Now I need to, are they still together?
No, they are not.
I'm shocked. Simply shocked.
But he was kind of like the dominating kind of person. So that happens. He had the one woman.
No, we're not putting up pictures of the kid. We can't, that's Vader's spot. You can't.
Yeah, right. When you walk into my house, I do have a 4-foot thing of Darth Vader.
I know because I'm pretty sure I got. Is that the one that we got you from?
4 foot. I mean, oh. it's
okay. So not that one.
Yeah, it's tall and it talks and everything else. But yeah.
And you and your drunken state usually talk back to it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Lord Vader. No, somebody threw their coat over top of it. Apparently, he's a coat stand now.
I mean, that seems fair.
Some woman walks into a guy's bedroom. He had those glow-in-the-dark stars all over his ceiling and curtains. It wasn't a red flag or a green flag. It was just kind of nerdy.
I mean, I'm not going to judge a guy for that.
No. And finally,
it is a little bit weird if you're above the age of like 12, but like still,
hey,
I guess.
Still, I mean, you want to turn the lights out. You just kind of want to see some stars a little bit. Remember, Drew was telling me, I don't know if he actually did it, but he wanted to paint his bedroom bright yellow and put a big smiling face on the ceiling so that when he woke up, he saw something smiling back.
That sounds like the most Drew thing I could possibly imagine. Yep.
This one woman writes in, I was impressed by how clean and tidy his apartment was. He was in his 30s. And how everything made sense. He had matching silverware. He had nice dining chairs, coffee table, towels without holes, and real curtains. I thought I found a unicorn. The joke's on me. He used a cleaning service. Turns out he was a bit of a slob. Well, does the cleaning service buy, you know, matching silverware and everything else? Or the towels? I mean, I think you're just being a judgmental so-and-so.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a service that was offered either. That's
right.
That's news to me, man. Like, if I can have, like how restaurants have the place that comes and changes out your towels and your carpets and rugs and whatnot. Like, is that a service that I can get for my home? Because that would be kind of neat. I'm entirely down with this.
What's that popular company that comes and swaps things out? A good friend of mine who used to work for him. I can't remember.
What, Cintas or whatever?
Cintas, yeah.
Yeah.
Cintas.
Like, will Cintas come service my home? Like, that'd be awesome.
Go into your bedroom, the bathroom, and you've got like one of those roll cloth they used to have in bars everywhere.
Right? I think that'd be pretty cool. And also, given that my house is like damn near a bar, it would be pretty fitting, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Just look out. Here's a dartboard.
I think it's a great idea. Like, I think we should actually probably legitimately adopt this.
I like it.
I'll get right on it. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio.
That's it. It's over.
Jack Daniels!
It is happy hour at Solid State Radio as we get set to get the hell out of Dodge here on a Wednesday afternoon. Stick around, though. What is it you do at 6 o'clock? I keep forgetting.
What do? I serve up on a silver platter the best Michigan-made music that is out there.
Damn, you got me really excited for food, and that was kind of a letdown, dude.
I've got some steaming hot rock and roll, some fantastic country. I got a lavish portion of... I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm really painting myself into a corner, but it's going to be fantastic. Tune in. It's going to be it's going to be interesting.
All right, fine. We'll leave it at that, I suppose.
Yeah.
Get me all excited. Like, I think I'm making a 3-course meal tonight at 6 o'clock.
You're gonna love it.
And then it's local original music.
Oh, no, I got a 7-course meal. It's a 6-pack and a bag of Doritos.
Well, look at you go. Well, that'll be a good time for everybody, I suppose. In the meantime, Sessions is up next, a full hour of the best local original music the state of Michigan has to offer. Then Fear No Music coming up at 7. I have no idea what Don's got planned. We'll all have to figure that out. We'll all find out together at 7 o'clock, give or take. Either way, talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya.